All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, in a shocking move yesterday, the New York Yankees and manager Joe Girardi agreed to mutually part ways. Now, in 10 seasons as the Yankees manager, Girardi compiled a regular season record of 9-10 and 7-10. He had 6 postseason appearances and 1 World Series title to his credit. And you saw the job that he did with this Yankees team this year as he got them 1 victory away from the American League pennant. And for my money, Joe Girardi walked into a very impossible situation. He took over as Yankees manager in 2008. He replaced Joe Torre, who was a man that led the Yankees to 4 World Series championships. You know what the expectations are around the Yankee team. And by Girardi's second year, he was able to guide the Yankees to a World Series championship. Then after that, the age began to set in for this team because the Yankees had a ton of veterans, a ton of high-priced veterans, that is, and it really, really hamstrung this team. Not only that, you also look at the fact that Girardi had to deal with the whole A-Rod fiasco when he was suspended by Major League Baseball and when he came back and all of the backlash from that, and Joe Girardi was able to keep the ship righted for this Yankees team. You also look at the fact that it wasn't Girardi, it was the Yankees front office that allowed second baseman Robinson Cano to leave in free agency, and that really set this team back for several years. It also was not Joe Girardi who went out there and signed outfielder Jacoby Ellsbury, who has been a free agency bust for the New York Yankees. This, again, falls into the lap of general manager Brian Cashman. Now, in recent years, the Yankees have they've basically gone out there and tried to wait out a lot of those aging contracts and come back and develop their farm system. And now we're beginning to see the benefits of that this year with the club that, again, was just 1 victory away from winning the World Series. And I don't think Girardi gets enough credit for being a good manager. You go back to his 1 season with the Florida Marlins, and he took over a team that was expected to lose 100 games that year. And Girardi actually really surprised a lot of people with the effort that he got out of that Marlins team that year. And again, this guy has never had a losing season in any year with the Yankees, and he really got the most out of his teams. And you look at how he had to manage his team this year, because you had some aging veteran starting pitchers, and he really relied on his bullpen. And, you know, this guy got, again, you know, not to sound like a broken record, but this guy got the most out of that team. You go back, and a lot of people wanted to be critical of Girardi in Game 2 of the American League Divisional Series versus the Cleveland Indians for not challenging a play, which ultimately did cost the Yankees the game. However, Girardi would keep this team on track, and the Yankees would come back and win that series. And again, they were right there in that American League Championship Series with the Houston Astros, a break here or there. We're talking about the Yankees playing right now. So I don't know who the Yankees are going to get to manage this team. This is a move out of, you know, the George Steinbrenner book. You know, a guy gets to the postseason and you still fire him. I just don't know who the Yankees are going to get, because Joe Girardi, number one, had the right temperament for this young team. And on top of that, he had the right temperament to deal with the fans and the media in New York City. And I'll tell you like this. The grass is always not greener on the other side. That's number one. Number two, we're seeing a spoiled Yankees fan base, or some of the spoiled Yankee fan base, who, you know, they were happy to see Girardi go. And I'm like, okay, and get who? Because you go back to what the Yankees were able to do in the mid to late 90s, rather. It's a situation you're never going to see that again. where you win 4 World Series championships in 5 years. You will never see that again because the landscape of baseball has changed with the luxury tax. So get it out of your head that you're just going to have a dynasty like that. You know, the Yankees won in 2009. They were competitive for the majority of the 2000s as far as being in World Series contention, but it simply does not work out like that. Yes, you have young stars like Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez. Yes, the Yankees always are going to have money to spend, but even with that, it does not guarantee a championship, and people have to become very realistic with that. I think Joe Girardi is going to be a hot commodity. I mean, you look at a team like the Washington Nationals, they surprisingly decided to move on from Dusty Baker in spite of the fact that he led them to the postseason in 2 years. So that job is out there. If I was a New York Mets, I would have waited maybe a week before bringing in Mickey Callaway, because then you could have really sat down and talked turkey with Joe Girardi, because I think he had the perfect temperament to lead the Mets. But, I mean, that's another story for another day. But I really think the New York Yankees are going to regret parting with Joe Girardi. You know, to some people, it looks like a Buck Showalter, Joe Torre move, but I don't see that same thing happening this time around. Again, Girardi had the perfect temperament, and I think this is something where Brian Cashman's ego got the best of him, and at some point, Cashman is going to regret letting Girardi go. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed all of the fun and excitement this year, you can check out the Cyclones next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week 8 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.